Good morning. This is Dina Marie. And as we have Thanksgiving and approach the Advent and Christmas season, is it time for us to give thanks to God for all of our blessings? But as we enter a time of hope and a time of light with Advent, it's also a time to look at where are those places where there may be hopelessness or a lack of hope, a lack of light. And where can we be a blessing? Where can we be one who's going to give the light of Christ to others in need? And I'm so grateful to have an opportunity today to talk to one of our partners in really living out the Catholic faith is Catholic Community Services in the Willamette Valley. I have Carlene Brown with me today. She serves as the communications and the community engagement manager for the organization. And since 1938, this organization has been going out and bringing the light of Christ to so many people, bringing hope, bringing love, and bringing that through kindness and just what Jesus tells us to do. Whatever you did to the least of these brothers and sisters, you did it for me. And that's being lived out in Catholic Community Services. Carlene, thanks for joining me today and just sharing a little bit about your story. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, as I look again, I want to encourage people to visit your website, ccswv.org, because the stories there are just amazing. And again, it reminds us of the blessings that we can be as a community. How did you first learn about Catholic Community Services?
I first learned about Catholic Community Services through my internship that I received right after I graduated from college. I graduated right when 2020 was at its peak. So doing any kind of interviews was really difficult. And so when I was doing my internship at Vanata Public Relations, Mary Vanata is a great partner with Catholic Community Services, and there was a position opened up in their communications department. I interviewed with them. I fell in love with the organization. I learned so much during that interview process that when I got hired, I just never want to leave. I really, really enjoy working here, and I love to see the impact that we get to do in the community.
And I think that impact is just so important. And what I love to see is, I mean, Catholic Community Services of the Willamette Valley, if people don't know, there's 9 key programs, but you cover about 10 counties in the state. I mean, it's a lot of land and a lot of people that you're touching out. Share a little bit about the mission, just kind of the mission of the organization.
Yeah, so our mission is we are a Christian ministry caring for all in our community built on faith, hope, and kingship. So I'd like to say that no matter where you are in our programs, in our administration department, that is our goal first and foremost, is that we want to give people the opportunity to know that there is a brighter future for them. There is hope for them, and that we won't give up on them, and that we will always try to support them so that they can live a life where they can flourish in our community.
Yeah, that's so perfect. And again, it's putting our faith in action. It's putting our faith in action and reaching every single person. I'm talking with Carlene Brown. She's with Catholic Community Services of Willamette Valley, again, covering 10 of our counties in the state of Oregon, centered in Kaiser, Salem, but boy, reaching out all over the place. And the ministries are amazing. Talk a little bit about your staff and the volunteers, just the people that you work with on a day-to-day basis, and what's motivating them in this mission.
Yeah, absolutely. We have an incredible volunteer coordinator. Her name is Heidi Frederick. Please feel free to reach out to her and let her know that you're interested in volunteering. With our different programs, there's always going to be different opportunities to volunteer, whether you want to support and feed the community. We have our Mission Benedict program. If you want to support pregnant and parenting mothers, we have our Father Taft program. We even allow people to make things. We have a prayer shawl community where people knit prayer shawls and donate them to us. We've had people make toys. There's always furniture donations that are always appreciated. We even have volunteer groups go out to the monastery and help just with the grounds to make sure that the place that we have our programs are beautiful and just, you know, upkept and look really nice. So I would say, like, if you have any kind of skill and you're really wanting to use it, there's always a place that you can do that here. We had a gentleman rebuild our Stations of the Cross with an artist that's also our donor, like not one of our donors. And right now, if you go to the monastery and look at our Stations of the Cross, they're beautiful and they're upkept because this gentleman's just really great at woodcrafting in this woman was amazing at painting that they just worked together and made these beautiful stations. So any skill.
Yeah. And I think that's so great, Carlene, is that we've all been given gifts. We've all been given charisms. And so how do we give it back to the community, to families, to our culture, to really share those gifts? And Carlene, what you're talking about is the Queen of Angels Monastery. I don't know how many people know about the many services that happen right there on the grounds of Mount Angel. But talk a little bit more about just the cooperation that you've done over the years with the sisters and the community. It is really an amazing story.
I get to work with Sister Dorothy Jean a little bit more than the others, and she's just an incredible, incredible person, and I really enjoy working with her. We work with Sister Dorothy Jean with the St. Joseph the Worker fundraising dinner, and she's really much involved with that as well,
Mission
about that
Benedict,
portion.
you have is a food pantry. And as I looked at it, 5 days a week, you're open for a community for those in great need to come.
Absolutely. You can check out our dates that we're open on our website, and you can also look at times where you're able to come by and drop off food if you're willing. And there's a lot more information just on our website on how to get involved with that.
Wonderful. Carlene Brown is with us again, Catholic Community Services, ccswv.org. There's a lot of great videos too, if you're first learning about this organization, just to see a little bit more about the shelter, about the Rainbow Lodge, about Mission Benedict. I mean, you just get to see what happens when people come together and serve out of love, for those most in need. There are two key events, and I want to get to that pretty soon, Carlene, about ways that people can come together but also benefit these great programs. But you mentioned Father Taff House, and I think this year was a 50-year. It's hard for me to believe 50 years that through Catholic Community Services, these wonderful homes have been available for pregnant moms to raise their children. Can you tell us a little bit about the Father Taff homes and what they've been able to provide in the community?
Absolutely, yes. We are celebrating 50 years of Father Taff Homes and Pregnancy Support Services. This service is mostly just for women between the ages, from teenage years to in their 20s. And it's a safe place where young women who are pregnant and parenting can come and just be in a safe place with their baby and just learn how to become a mother that they would like to be. We just have a lot of incredible stories. If you go on to our Father Taff page on our website, you can look through some of the videos that we have available. And the service that they provide, it's needed. When we're called to serve young pregnant moms, they come to us scared, not knowing what to do. And our job is to just be patient and make sure that we're able to answer their questions and give them a place of comfort.
Yeah. Can you tell us a story maybe of just, one of those moms that you've seen maybe from step A and now she's like raising that child and there's a transformation that comes?
Absolutely. Recently, I worked on a video this year. Her name is Emily. We premiered her video at our annual luncheon back in September. She was a Father Taff mom when she was 17 years old. This was just a few years ago. And she went to our program scared and unsure. And when she went through it, she was able to graduate from that program. She finished school. She got a really great job, got her apartment. Got married, has a family of her own with her daughter, and now she works for the Father Taff programs and she loves it. So I love seeing full circles like that.
It is amazing, again, to provide hope, to provide just that hand out and a hand up and a hand into the family, into the community. And that's through Catholic Community Services. Again, Carlene is with us. The website is ccswv.org. We do need to come and take a quick break, Carlene, but there are some events that are coming up. I want to encourage people to get onto the website, check out the videos, and consider time for volunteering. And you're definitely going to come to a couple of these events that are happening both in December and in February of 2026. So stay with me, Carlene. We're going to take a quick break and we'll continue our conversation about Catholic Community Services in the next half hour. This is Dina Marie, and I'm back with Carlene Brown. She serves with communications and community engagement with Catholic Community Services of the Willamette Valley. They cover 10 counties here in the state of Oregon. It's amazing to see this, our Catholic our Catholic social teaching lived out. And if you think about your parish serves every single soul that lives in that community. It's every single person, all of the needs. It's not just the Catholics that come to church on Sunday. We need to touch every brother and sister, and particularly those who are in most need. Carlene, you mentioned a little bit about, you know, the food pantry, the different shelters. You've got some services, and I want you to touch on, because we think about our young people, those young teenagers, those young adults that are in crisis. They may be abandoned from their families. We see them on the streets and we wonder, what's the story? How do we help these young people, particularly, or families that are in distress? And it looks like Catholic Community Services has a lot to reach out and touch these individuals.
Absolutely. So we do have a number of programs. We have our Rainbow Lodge Respite Program, which is for foster youth who are just in need of a break. I've gone to Rainbow Lodge a couple of times and it's absolutely beautiful. It's relaxing. It's a great place to just rewind and just find a little bit of peace in your life of chaos when you're in foster care. I can only imagine the amount of chaos that brings into your life just as a young person. And so having that program available is pretty incredible. We have community health workers who go into schools, low-income neighborhoods, who just support families in whatever way that they can and get them involved with different resources with the community, like free health care, where they can find their next meal, where they can get food next for groceries. They're just kind of there to connect them with the different resources that we offer, as well as our different nonprofits in the community offer as well.
Right. And I know coming up in December on the Feast of St. Nicholas, actually, is a great event to help support a lot of these missions and programs that are going on. Carlene, tell us a little bit about what's coming up in December for Catholic Community Services.
So on December 6th, we are celebrating Merriment at the Monastery. This is a great event if you would like to come and support us and learn a little bit about us. It's going to be super fun. You can bring the whole family. So the idea of this event is that we encourage people to bring non-perishable food items to this event. And then when they come to the event, there is going to be a living room display where you can get family portraits done that are really Christmassy and fun. There's going to be a gingerbread house display, cookies and hot chocolate. And we're going to have a grand arrival for Santa Claus himself at 3 p.m. And then he will be available for pictures with the kids. And he really wants to hear all your Christmas wishes. And we recently did a little video with him, and it's on our Facebook event page. You can watch it and just get really excited. It's a great way to support the community and have fun with the family.
Okay, so this is Merriment at the Monastery. It's there on Main Street at Mount Angel. Is it 2 to 4 p.m.? Am I saying that right? Okay, Saturday. So it's a fun event. Boy, who wouldn't want to be at Mount Angel in the time of Advent? So make this a place to be, and then we'll be able to see, you know, some of the mission. This is going to support, I think, a lot of Mission Benedict and the work that is being done there as well.
Yes.
Awesome. And then, you know, all the programs that you've been talking about with the different outreach, all the different programs, there's a need for volunteers, there's a need for financial support, but you have a big gala that's coming up, Caritas Gala in 2026. Tell us about this. Where is it going to be? When is it going to be? And how will this help Catholic Community Service and the people that you serve?
Absolutely. Our Caritas Gala is on February 7th, and it's going to be happening at the Reed Ballroom in Salem, Oregon. This is going to just be a fun and elegant evening. It is titled Caritas Gala, A Night in New Orleans, and it's going to be a Mardi Gras theme. And it's going to have dinner, a live auction, a silent auction, and all of the funds that we raise at this event are going to go to all of our programs where it's most urgently needed.
It's always fun to get people together, but I think, again, to see how can we give, how can we serve, how can we use those gifts? I mean, just like you talked about the Stations of the Cross, you know, people who can do gardening, people who can do these different things, but help the families, help the people most in need. It takes a huge village to really make a difference. You talked a little bit, Carlene, about volunteerism, but I think that's always something that is of need. Share with us a little bit about some of the programs that really need ongoing volunteers that you really see make a difference in being able to serve people. Where are those greatest needs for volunteers?
I would say volunteering at our events is always needed. We always need volunteers at our events, people to come and help us set up, clean up. People who are able to do pickups for us is always needed. Having volunteers available for just like sometimes we just put out an ask and just say, like, hey, there's this thing that we have that we would like volunteers for. If you're able to do this, that would be great. Like, we always have those random email asks, and sometimes we get a lot of people, sometimes we don't get too many people, but asking to be on our volunteer email list is always really helpful because there's always these little projects that we come up with or that just need to be done, and having volunteer support with that is always crucial. But if you're looking at volunteering for events, I'd love to hear from you for our Caritas Gala and our Merriment at the Monastery. We're always going to need volunteers for those, and I would love to just see and meet new people.
Wonderful. And then, Carlene, what's the best way for people to connect with you, to connect with Heidi about volunteer activities?
Please just send an email to communications@ccswv.org and just let me know that you're interested in volunteering, and I'll get you in touch with the appropriate person.
That's awesome. And we're going to post that information on the podcast so people can get directly to Catholic Community Services of the Willamette Valley. CCSWV.org is the website. You can hop right on there. There's a great poster for both of these events, the Merriment at the Monastery and also the gala. So share this with your friends and families, Thanksgiving, Advent, Christmas. Let people know, hey, we can get to Mount Angel. We can meet up and have fun. Hey, we can go to this place in Salem and have this, Mardi Gras. I like that theme. It's certainly getting close to Lent at that time. So it's a perfect time and an opportunity. As we come to a close, Carlene, just your final message for our listeners to make that step forward. It's, sometimes we get afraid of volunteering or giving. It's like, I'm not sure how to do that. But what is the benefit for us to reach out and to help in such a way, like to support Catholic Community Services? How does that benefit the community and each of us?
I would say if it's in your heart, that's always just a benefit, knowing that you're doing something good for the community, especially if you're able to do something that you love doing anyways and it's able to benefit the community. Like, if you have it in your heart, please just come and reach out. And I would just say, like, any way that we're able to make funds where it can go to things that are more urgently needed, even if you have jackets, whether they're, we want gently used, obviously, but used new jackets, like, that can help a family out or a kid that's just cold this winter and needs a new jacket. There's always just different ways that you can give, and anything that you're able to do just benefits the community, and it also just helps us serve the community better.
Absolutely. Again, Carly Brown with us, Catholic Community Services of the Willamette Valley. Give them a call, get online, and definitely support them during this Advent. And then next year in 2026, it's a great way for us to give and to serve and to follow the life of Christ. Carlene, thank you so much for spending time with us today and have a blessed holiday season.
Thank you. You too.